Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
All right, welcome back. All right, so we want to cover what's going on in the media because it's an important week for it. It always is in the Trump administration. But we're helped to do that by Joe Concha of The Hill. He's a media reporter there. And Joe, thanks again for joining Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. This week, we're focusing a lot now, all of a sudden, on Puerto Rico and somewhat the U.S. Virgin Islands. I want to start with Puerto Rico especially because it seems that the beginning of this week, there is all of this attention being turned towards what is President Trump doing with Puerto Rico. And unless I'm wrong, Joe, it really feels like he's not doing enough to help the brown people is sort of the subtext to all of this.
Oh, that's not a seems. I mean, there are actual tangible evidence quotes that support what you're feeling. Brian Fallon, who was the former Clinton spokesperson, is now a CNN contributor. He actually tweeted out that it was a racist response to the hurricane. In other words, not enough being done because these are people of different color. And Concha, you know, I have plenty of relatives that came from Puerto Rico, so I certainly took offense to that. This isn't like, and Trump's tried to explain this, but people don't seem to understand, you can't drive a truck there, and you can't get things there unless it's by plane or by boat, and you're talking about 3 or 4 million people, a territory that's bigger than Rhode Island and Delaware combined. I mean, this isn't like something, oh, we've done this before, why are you screwing it up? It's unprecedented.
Right.
And now I'm hearing John Avalon, CNN, said that this could be Trump's Katrina. So we've already made this political. Now, here's the thing. At the beginning of the week, no one was really talking about Puerto Rico. They were talking about Trump's tweets about the NFL. And then you look at the press briefing by Sarah Huckabee Sanders on Wednesday, and it took 34 questions before anybody asked anything about Puerto Rico.
And so, Joe, in that briefing, I think, it was when one of the reporters accused the White House of controlling the media or something. They were like, the question was like, how come we're not talking about Puerto Rico? Like, because you're the media. You get to pick what you write about. That's why you're not talking about it. And they're like, well, no, it's whatever the president says.
That's
really?
That's a great point. That's a great point. It was almost, we're hostage to what Trump says. We can't cover what we want to cover. Are you kidding me? I mean, Trump made that comment about the NFL, one comment in a very long speech over an hour in Alabama, and the media decided to focus on that more than anything. They very easily could have focused on Puerto Rico like they should, but instead they made it wall-to-wall Trump national anthem because it rated well and it was a nice, cheap, easy debate that you could do on cable news for 7 days straight. So please, stop it. The fact that people think that in this business that they can't cover what they want to cover because the president is dictating it. No, you dictate what you want to write. I know I dictate what I want to write, and that's just nonsense.
Yeah, and along the same lines, in St. Thomas, we just played part of an interview in St. Thomas with Peter Bailey, and he was speaking to someone who has said that, look, CNN is looking for lawlessness, a journalist and producer, on how CNN was looking for lawlessness, actually, in St. Thomas, and when they were told, we're all getting along, they left.
Well, actually, Joe, I wanted you to hear this. Let me just play this for you real quick. Here's Peter.
I'm just going to be blunt. I'm a journalist. I worked at Time and Newsweek in these different places. I reached out to an executive at MSNBC. I said, look, we're down here getting our hands. We're just down here in no man's land. He said, well, what is he over in Puerto Rico? I reached out to two reporters at CNN reporters down here asking about the lawlessness. He found none. He disappeared. I guess because we're a majority black place, they think we're going to be running around here with spears and stabbing each other when that's not happening.
So he says CNN shows up, they're looking for lawlessness, and he's like, that's not happening here. They were just looking for black people fighting each other. That's what he thinks of CNN.
Some of cable news is built on conflict, and some of it is manufactured. It's created. And I think what we saw, for instance, with Houston and Harvey, the way that and in Florida, for that matter, so many volunteers, people coming out, helping. It didn't matter what color you were. It was just people helping people. And it killed the whole narrative around we live in a horribly racist country where we just want to tear each other apart. And we saw that with those two hurricanes. We saw that, obviously, in St. Thomas. That's great. And I just don't know what to say, really. I mean, CNN used to be such a great network. It's the reason why I got into journalism. Watched a movie called Live from Baghdad with Michael Keaton. It's incredible about the first Gulf War and CNN's work there. And now they've become so... I don't even recognize them anymore. I can't even put a characterization on it. But I think we all know what we're seeing. And now they don't even have, guys, any show in the top 20 in cable news and total viewers. Think about that. So don't think that this is working, because it ain't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to switch here and talk about Megyn Kelly and her very bad, awful week. Very bad, horrible, awful week. So she has the cast of Will and Grace on, and you've got Deborah Messing tweeting out afterwards, "I had no idea it was going to be Megyn Kelly. We just thought it was going to be the Today Show." So like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did that. Then she's got Jane Fonda on, and she goes through this awkward interview with Jane Fonda about her plastic surgery. And then yesterday, she's interviewing Carly Lloyd, who is an American soccer player, Olympic gold medalist, and a member of the crew steps into the frame right on in front of the shot of Carly, and on an open mic very loudly whispers a word we can't say on the radio before shifting back out. It starts it's just awful. She just cannot catch a break. What's going on here?
You have a media that is completely and totally invested in tearing Megyn Kelly down.
Yes.
I mean, there is no question about it. She has no fans. And then you say, well, as long as the fans support her, well, what fans? Who is her constituency? Because it ain't Trump fans, right? And a lot of liberals don't like her because she said that Santa was white on Fox News, or the fact that she's just from Fox News. So she is in an impossible position. And, you know, Deborah Messing, you didn't know you were going on with Megyn Kelly. It was being promoted for a week. When you're in the makeup room, you ever ask who's interviewing me? I mean, come on, that was a lame excuse.
Joe, maybe the elites don't watch the same television the rest of us do. I really appreciate you stopping by and giving us a breakdown of the media. We'll talk to you again real soon on that, sir.
Thanks so much, guys.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.